You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
The phone is the epitome of Chicago radio to me. Like, if we're doing a Mount Olympus, he's just sitting up there crushing it.
It's time for the post-game show with Doug Buffone and Ed Obradovich.
We are live from Six Heavenly to score. Let's go to Donna. Donna on the 355. What do you got to say for yourself? First, let me talk, and then I'm going to hang up and hear your answer. That was garbage out there today. What they did, they couldn't kick a can down a grocery store aisle if it was open until they did it. I've seen parking lot games better than that, okay?
They look totally dug. Every time they come up, they were confused. Now, Mike Martz.
I watched two guys standing outside of a Jules, right? That got clotheslined by Richard Dent in 1996, and those guys got up and played harder than what I saw today, okay? I'm sick of it.
Well, here, Doug, last year... The year before that, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that.
Everybody's talking about who they're going to pick number one. First of all, how do you have seven rounds? You end up with four picks.
It's sad to say, Doug, that everything everything is bad.
I don't care if this guy wears a dress on the field if he wins.
So you're okay with the nails if he paints his nails?
He can paint his nails anything he wants as long as he paints the town red, winning the game. I can't take it anymore, OB.
Doug, how can you say
that? Let's go to the black psychiatrist on line six.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, Buck? That's physicist. I'm sorry.
No problem, Doug.
All right, we are live. Where are we, Majestic? What are we doing right now? Is this a polecat spot? What am I supposed to do for this? Six Heavenly to score.
Gentlemen, tired of the nagging, the cold shoulder, and the singles bars?
Heavenly bodies.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the score.
Man, that is fun to hear Buffone and OB mixed together. Lawrence Holmes and me, Matt Spiegel, on the Spiegel and Holmes show. And Lawrence, I was years ago hipped by relentless listeners who kept texting and saying, have you heard Daniel Van Kirk do Buffone? Have you heard this? I'm like, no, what are you talking about? Who's Daniel Van Kirk? What are you talking about? At the time, Daniel was on, I believe, Scarborough Country is where it originated in the first place. Now a very successful multi-time recording stand-up comic. Rose Gold is a thing. There's all kinds of stuff that he does, and you've probably heard him on Pen Pals. You probably heard him on Doug Loves Movies, Doug Benson's movie podcast, and much, much more. Daniel Van Kirk in studio with Spiegel and Holmes right now. And basically, it is the Circa Sports Illinois hotline, but it's the hotline in person. Download the Circa app today. Daniel, what's up, man?
Gentlemen, good to see you. Thank you so much for having me. Right. I brought you gifts from Wisconsin.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did a gift swap, though.
That's fine.
Because the pickled potato spicy chips pickle. A little bit more sure. of Spiegs' flavor profile.
I've already hit them, the spicy dill pickle potato chips.
And Dutch. The sharp cheddar,
yeah.
that's profile.
Good. I get that for Grandma every time I go up there. If she doesn't join me, she goes, stop by the Piggly Wiggly, get me a little bit of cheese spread. I said, I'm going to grab an extra one.
You are a Wisconsin devotee.
I love it up there.
I like that you are trying to bring Wisconsinites into the fold when it comes to incredibly good Chicago Mexican cuisine.
Yeah, I was at the flea market in Princeton, Wisconsin. They have it's like a Mexican restaurant that does like a booth there, and the family in front of me was like, we don't know what to order here. I said, I it's all good. And then they go, what about this? What's this? I go, that's a torta. They go, like a sandwich? I go, right, but Mexican style. What's in it? I go, well, like most sandwiches, you get to pick what you want in it. And then they wanted to know what the street corn was. And I said, elote. That sent us down a 5-minute spiral. And then burrilla tacos were there as well. Oh. You know what, though? They were eager and curious and wanted to try it all. I got to give credit for that.
See, like the Wisconsinites can be taught.
Yeah.
And you're giving them the time and the energy to do it.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing about we're not supposed to like each other, I don't get into any of that. There's things Wisconsin does better than us. The Mike? Number one is the state sign.
I thought you were going to say play football.
No, hey, that's debatable. Not how that season ended.
That's right. Caleb Williams is 1-0.
And hey, man.
Yeah.
In Green Bay. Don't you
tell me how
it.
You finished.
They were a blocked field goal away from 2-0.
Yes.
Yeah, but you lost everyone their money
I
on
did,
that.
But you ever notice the state sign in Wisconsin? Like when you go into Illinois, it's just a metal sign that's like, welcome to Illinois. Here's our governor that hasn't gone to jail yet. Like that is what's on our sign. But you go into Wisconsin, it is a beautiful, huge, wooden, pillared, pine piece of art with the state cut off. They have a little pavilion you can take a photo in front of. You go around to the back of the sign, there's a breathalyzer, just so they know like what you're bringing into the state. They encourage it. I love Wisconsin. I spend as much time up there as I can.
They do the whole thing of like they'll just land a plane to give you a speeding ticket thing
100%.
Up there.
100%.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, they'll nail it down.
Daniel Van Kirk is doing a whole week of shows at the Lincoln Lodge on Milwaukee, just north of Armitage.
Yeah.
Hub exactly City right. HubCityComedyWeek.com is where you can get all the notes. This is the second time you've done this.
Yeah,
you're like in charge of a whole week of shows.
I just want an excuse to live in this city again in the summer for a week. And so they let me program a week's worth of shows. We've had a couple of nights of it already. It's been phenomenal. And then tonight we have two shows and tomorrow and Saturday. Every single show is different. So tonight we're doing a show called Tell Mom What You Did, where comics are going to call their mom or grandma or aunt and put them on speakerphone while they do their set. And then after the set's over, we're going to hear what mom thought about it. That's going to be fun.
She's going to be listening the whole time.
Yeah. Hey, Diane's going to get called. That's for sure.
Oh, that is.
I'll call her myself. So that'll be really fun. And then we're doing a show called Shot for Shot, where a comedian here in town, Kyle Scanlon, and I are going to do the funny house scene from Goodfellas 7 times. But every time we have to take a shot before we start.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what's your shot of choice?
I'm just going tequila. No, well, here's the thing. Rounds 1 through 6, one of them is a surprise Molart round. But we don't know which round that's going to be.
Wow.
But the other 6 will be for me, Casamigos Blanco tequila.
Okay.
Do you think it's better to have the Molart late in the rotation or early?
I mean, either way, you're derailing, which is why I said 1 through 6, because I don't want the last round to be a Molart shot scene. But audience members, there's a line in that scene where somebody says to Joe Pesci's character, like, oh, he didn't mean it. And he goes, he's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say? So somebody in the audience will be brought up to do that line. If they suck, we're going to just replace them.
Tanny wants to be that person.
Come on up, dude. We're going to have somebody on script. If you say line, you have to take a drink. Not a shot, but you have to like take a drink of a cocktail.
Wow. So the whole scene. So how long is the scene?
So the scene's about like 4 minutes long. We're going to do it seven times.
Is there a guy in a Hawaiian shirt who gets a drink thrown at him with the layer on his back? Yeah, that guy too.
We're going to do the whole thing. That like chunk will be about 4 minutes long. And then in between each time, we'll give each other notes and get notes from the audience.
But
the scene itself is going to be, I'm off book. We're very serious about it. It's got to be a dramatic scene. The comedy will live outside of that. So who knows by the seventh scene how long that pause is going to be before Kyle says, I know you're messing with me. But it could be minutes.
The comedy will live outside of, but also inside of that.
There's nothing I can do about
that. So that's the late show tonight.
That's the late show tonight.
What time's that show?
That show will start at 9.
9 o'clock.
So not even super late.
Oh, man. And there's no baseball tonight. This is a really good night to live in the City Beautiful and hang out and do something fun, like going to the Lincoln Lodge and seeing a local kid made good.
Yeah.
We're just doing
fun shows.
Thanks, Diane, is the debut comedy album from Daniel Van Kirk. Who did we hang out with? We hung out with your
Uncle Ken, who told me to tell you hello.
Please, you changed
his life.
Me, you, and Uncle Ken had
post-game 6.
Post-game 6 in Cleveland, Lawrence. In Cleveland in 2016.
That was the best.
Me, you, and Uncle Ken, we got to hang.
Uh-huh.
And then we found out where...
Well, you found out, and you were nice enough to plus two that
I
invitation.
Found out where the players and the organization was going to be hanging out.
Yeah. I did not know 20 minutes later I'd be doing a shot with Jim Deshays. But that's what happened.
That's a beautiful thing that happens.
Oh, I know. It was all the front office. It was just all of us hanging out. This just packed into this little barn.
Look, I tell this story all the time to people who are Cubs fans because my experience over there after the NLCS was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it speaks to exactly what you're talking about. So they win against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
And I go on the field and that was surreal. And being in center field, like, 'cause we get to walk a little bit around the perimeter of the field when we go, but being in center field at Wrigley was crazy. So we do all of that, go into the clubhouse, you got to throw away your clothes, like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I'm making my way up the ramp, and on the way down, I see Joe Buck, who puts on a St. Louis Blues Scully and just kind of walks out. And then I get to the top of the ramp, and I hear someone go, "Hey, Holmesy!" And I'm like, yeah?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come on! Oh. We're partying. And it's the front office people of the Cubs.
Yeah,
and they're on the roof at Wrigley Field. And the party that they threw made the party that the players threw look like child's play.
I can vouch for that experience.
They could party, man.
Yeah.
That front office could hang.
Yeah.
I mean, the times that I'd seen some of those folks, like quadruple and quintuple fisted.
Well, after...
Like, hey, is that the future of the Democrat Party with a block of dark chocolate on his head? What the hell's going on here?
Well, after I go shot
he
for shot...
He chose not to do that.
After though. I go shot for shot tonight, I think I'm going to recreate that feeling I had after game six. Yeah, I've been drinking water all day. I'm probably going to have a pizza delivered to the theater during the show. And we're doing it Chicago style. We're not wearing suits and stuff. I'm wearing like an old 1980s Cubs jacket. I'm going to do it with a Chicago dialect. We're treating it as though this scene was happening at a Chicago bar.
Man, you've got some sweet jackets too. What was that? The Roots of Fight jacket.
Oh, yeah. The Walter jacket that
the Walter
I wore.
Payton.
I wore that for my special at Rose Gold. People can watch it on YouTube now.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's Walter in cursive on the front. And then it says Sweetness on the back in cursive. And then the inside is the Chicago skyline. And it says, when you're good at something, you tell everyone. When you're great at something, they tell you. I'm like, come on.
Let's go. Yeah.
That's out. That's like the Paul McCartney.
It really is.
Have you told Daniel the Paul McCartney?
I don't know. Because we're giving away Paul McCartney tickets.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I can't
say shows,
it.
Right?
Yeah,
oh, that's right. You can't say it.
You can't say,
you
say it.
I can't say it because we told people to listen for it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
It's good.
I want to ask you something about booking.
Yeah.
Because it seems like, because I don't know much about the comedy world, but obviously I have a couple of friends that are in it. My buddy Dave Hellum, who is now...
I love Dave. I see him at the store all the time. One's one of the best shows. Dope.
Dope comedy show. Yeah. I've known his mom and my mom, like, taught together. Like, it's a whole
That's
thing.
Awesome.
And we know each other from the barbershop. And I've seen him grow from a guy that just wanted to get on and just get on the mic for a few minutes to now organizing comedy shows.
Yeah.
And I always think it's interesting when we start to see comics go into that place where you guys are kind of becoming producers of shows. When did that transition happen for you? And what's it like to, I don't want to say have power, but to be like, okay, I want to be in charge of how this show looks and how it goes.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's so much like, we're in a huge comedy boom right now, bigger than it was in the late 80s, early 90s. And there's so many different forms of it. You know, there's, to me, if you say comic, that means stand-up. If you say comedian, that could mean a lot of things, like you're funny on Instagram. And there's no shade on that either. Like, it's a whole new world. So I think you sort of get to a point where you're like, one, I want to get up. I want to get up regularly. And you always think, like, maybe I'll just start my own show and then try to think of, like, some way that either the vibe or energy of that show is unique or it has a hook that something's different. Like, tomorrow night we're doing audiences write down secrets or confessions. We won't reveal who they are. And then comics grab one before they go on stage and start their setup by reading somebody's secret from the audience. We call it dorm room comedy. Nothing leaves the room. We're all going to be friends forever. Say, reveal your secrets. It's a super fun show. We did it last year. And there's other shows like that too. But I think once you have something like that, it gives you just sort of a consistent outlet where you know you're going to be able to go up. Because, you know, a lot of times you'll meet people in the industry. You'll meet a director or a writer or somebody from casting. They'll be like, when can I see you? And you want to be able to go, oh, I don't have my sets yet from the Comedy Store this week, so I'll let you know. You want to be able to say, the second Tuesday of every month, I'm at this show. And you just know that and you can invite people to it. And then it does give you some control to be like, man, if I'm working on something, I know I can get up. But it does sort of put you in that realm of like, oh, now I got to book this and find out who can do this show. And then I want to have different types of people on the show so it doesn't just all seem like the same type of comedy. And it puts you in that place of like, man, I'm doing a lot of work to just try and tell a joke. But that's the world we live in. Like, you have to, if you start in comedy right now and you were like, yeah, I don't ever want to post on social media and I'm not going to learn how to edit clips.
You got no chance.
I'd be like, oh, well.
Good luck.
You're going to do the Amish circuit? So there's, it sort of becomes.
You know what works well? The butter stuff.
Yeah.
The
Roy Wood Jr., works. Great Chicago comic, Roy Wood Jr.
Friend of the show, Roy Wood Jr.
Amazing guy. And he said that back in like the 90s, early 2000s, 80s, it used to be if you were really good at comedy, like a network or somebody or, you know, would identify you and go, oh, we're going to take what you have, what you are, and we're going to introduce that to people because we believe in this. And now it's flipped. Where they're like, oh, you're really funny. How? What is your What do you produce? What do you do?
What's your platform?
What's your following? How big are you? And they want you to bring the entire machine already built to them so that then they can just use that because you already have an audience. So that's it's like flipped around, but you sort of have to play that game.
It's really interesting. So we're talking to Daniel Van Kirk on Spiegel and Holmes. So you have to constantly be ideating and creating and forming and doing the thing. What's the sports comp? Are you like the college football coach who builds a thing and then the NFL team comes and takes you and your coaching staff and says, you do it here?
That's probably a perfect
right? That,
one.
That, yeah. That's one of them. Yeah. Like something like, or you're like a driveline baseball academy.
The thing is though, with that is all those settings are in a professional context, and the line is so blurred for either your material that you're doing or the way that you promote yourself that it bleeds into like your life. So 2 days ago, I'm at the Jewels over on Elston.
Thank you.
And a woman comes up to me and she goes, sir. And I go, what do you need? And she was like, you're tall. I go, that's the rumor. And she says, can you help me get something? And we're sort of sanding. I'm like looking at toothbrushes because I forgot to bring mine. And so I have no idea what she wants. She walks me 5 aisles over to the wine. Says, can you get that off the top shelf?
And what are you doing later?
Oh, yeah. I go, I'll get you all the wine you need. What's your name, Deb? She goes, it's Deb. So I go, Deb. She gets not one bottle of wine, four. Not four bottles of wine, four magnums of wine.
Oh, and God
she
has bless
like
her.
She has a wine bag, and you know, most wine bags are like the six, you know, and I go, I don't think these are going to fit. She goes, they'll all fit. And sure enough, it was a magnum bag to hold four of them. So I put them on. And so that, in and of itself, like fun Chicago moment, right?
Yeah.
But for comedy and promoting and stuff like that, I said, I go, Deb, can we take a photo together? Because I got to tell people about this moment. She goes, of course we can. So we're standing in a Jewels while Eddie Money's playing on the radio, taking photos together. And normally,
take me home tonight.
Normally, I would meet you guys over a drink and be like, you're not going to believe this woman that I saw. But in the world we live in now, it's like, oh, I should probably use this as a moment.
Yes.
And there's a line there where some of your things, you're like, that's for me. That's family. Whatever. I mean, but every comics is completely different. And sometimes your own line moves.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sure you guys identify. Sure,
but yeah, it's just like we're watching a game and you get a thought, man. And you have to scramble and write down that thought and make sure that you can harvest your own thoughts for tomorrow's show. That's how it works.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.